Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. Can you believe it's already November? It feels like this year has lasted about 5 minutes. We can't do anything about the passage of time, but we can fill our days with good books. So today, I'm going to sum up the books that I read last month. I've done full reviews of two, but haven't mentioned the others to you. As I said a few weeks ago, Theo of Golden by Alan Levi is one of the loveliest stories I've ever read. An old man suddenly shows up in a small town and starts making people realize what's truly important and why everyone's life and story matter. I also reviewed Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid recently. I have loved every book I've read by her. This one is set in the 1970s and revolves around rock music, which is, I think, why I really identified with it. Now for books I haven't told you about yet. The Buffalo Hunter Hunter by Stephen Graham Jones was a recommendation from my stepson, Gary. He and I have both read it at least twice now, and we still have questions. The writing is absolutely amazing. The story is a tough one, though, with many layers. And there's lots of gore, along with history, fantasy, and philosophy. Definitely not a quick read. Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid was loaned to me by my niece Pam, and is another great TJR story. This one asks the question, if your life could go one of two ways, which one would you choose? Always Remember, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, the Horse, and the Storm by Charlie Mackesy is another precious picture and storybook for adults, children, and all ages. But you need to read The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse first to get the full meaning of this new one. I reviewed the first one several years ago. Poems and Prayers by Matthew McConaughey is classic McConaughey. Of course, I had to download the audiobook version because he reads it. And you know how magical Matthew McConaughey's voice is. In this volume, he offers some great insights. Some will make you think, some will make you laugh, and some will make you cringe. But it's all fun, and it's all Matthew McConaughey. The One by John Mars is a pretty weird, but pretty good sci-fi thriller. What if we were all matched by DNA instead of trying to find our true love on our own? As I said, it's weird. And it's gory in parts, too, but it's good. Now, the following title includes a quote-unquote bad word. If that offends you, I apologize. But in Shitification, Why Everything Suddenly Got Worse and What to Do About It by Cory Doctorow will really make you think about social media, the internet, current events, and life in general in the 21st century. And finally, The Crash by Freda McFadden was recommended by my granddaughter, Marin. It's a tense story featuring a young pregnant woman who gets stranded in a snowstorm and has to fight to save herself and her baby. Again, the titles and authors are Theo of Golden by Alan Levi, Daisy Jones and the Six, and Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid, The Buffalo Hunter Hunter by Stephen Graham Jones, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, the Horse, and Always Remember, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, the Horse, and the Storm by Charlie Mackesy, Poems and Prayers by Matthew McConaughey, The One by John Mars, In Shitification, Why Everything Suddenly Got Worse and What to Do About It by Cory Doctorow, and The Crash by Freda McFadden. That's my wrap for the month of October. I hope you enjoy at least one or two of these on these long November nights. And as always, thank you for listening and happy reading.